Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people getting up late this morning. If you stayed up, you could certainly see it was trending toward Donald Trump. It was called officially in the 5 o'clock a.m. hour. Donald Trump will be the 47th president of the United States. Joining us in studio every Wednesday at this time, Rich Fitzgerald. And Rich, obviously, as the former head of Allegheny County and 4 years ago in charge of going through the processes that now have been streamlined, thanks to you, we now know it didn't take days or weeks.
No, it didn't. And I really, people need to thank those people that when they went to the polls yesterday, the people who checked them in and gave them their ballots. And, you know, last night at right after 8 o'clock, Allegheny County released their mail-in votes. They came out right away. And I think the process, you know, regardless if people like or didn't like the outcome, the process seemed to go much more smoothly. And you see it even nationwide. You didn't hear, certainly you heard some reports here and there isolated, but for the most part, I think we wake up this morning knowing the result and congratulating the winners and including the president-elect, then move on.
In Allegheny County, Harris, 419,000 votes, Trump 279, but all around the counties. And these are the counties in your new role as executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, 10 counties in the city of Pittsburgh voted for Donald Trump. What was the tipping point, do you think, in the last few weeks? Or was everybody pretty much decided and this is the result?
I think what you saw both in Allegheny County and in the surrounding counties to us, that Donald Trump did just a little bit better than Joe Biden did, than he did against Joe Biden 4 years ago, meaning Harris did a little bit less. I think 4 years ago, Biden won Allegheny County by something like 148,000. So Harris wins by around 140,000, a little bit less. And if you go around the Westmoreland, Beaver, Butler, Indiana, it looked like Donald Trump did maybe a point or two better than he did 4 years ago. And I think that also was reflective if you looked around the country, and whether it was in Iowa or Illinois or Ohio, wherever it was, county after county, precinct after precinct, he seemed to do a little bit better this time than he did 4 years ago.
And the issues, the top two were the economy and the border crisis. And so now he's been in this role before, and now with a 4-year hiatus in between, he will return to the White House with a lot more experience on knowing how that process works, but he will have the support of the Senate and the House. It'll all line up. It's the hat trick.
That's exactly right. And a Supreme Court that he has appointed 3 new members during his previous term. So yes, I think when you look at things like he wants to repeal the Affordable Care Act, is that going to occur? Then he has both chambers of Congress. What will be the effect of things like climate change and other issues, environmental regulations? Where will all that go? It remains to be seen. But you're right. He comes in now knowing a lot more about how the levers of government will work, and that's an important thing. But what you saw locally and regionally last night, every member of Congress was returned, our House members. Obviously, the Senate looks like there may be a change there with Bob Casey, and that's really what a change that'll be if Bob Casey's been in office almost 3 decades here in Pennsylvania as a statewide row officer and then as a 3-term U.S. senator. So, you know, but Congressman Kelly, Congressman Reschenthaler, Congressman DeLuzio, Congresswoman Lee, Congressman Thompson have all been returned. So as far as that goes, there was a lot of similarity. But those changes in the margins, both in rural areas and in urban areas, had a lot of effect.
And in your new role, you are bipartisan because you work with both party members throughout the course of the region. What I like about that is you are able to accomplish mission, infrastructure, you know, visionary things, but you do need the support of whatever federal dollars you can get and state monies too.
Well, my sense is, in knowing how important Pennsylvania and Western Pennsylvania will continue to be, that you will continue to see attention. Whoever is in the White House, whoever is in the Senate, they're going to worry about helping Pennsylvania. You don't want to ignore what we need here in Western Pennsylvania. And we saw a lot of that even during the debate over, say, fracking. We saw Harris, who earlier in her career was not a big supporter of it, but obviously became a supporter of it, knowing the politics of what Western Pennsylvania has benefited from that issue. You know, now the question becomes, where does it go from there? We know we have a lot of opportunities with electrification and AI and things that need to be done with energy. How do we produce that energy? Are we going to use natural gas to its full extent? You might see that now that we have Donald Trump as president-elect.
Lots to sort through. Rich Fitch this morning, the news outlets, Associated Press, CBS, all the other news organizations. And it was certainly trending that way late last night. That's official. In studio with me is Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. So in the process of going through the streamlined mail-in balloting here in Allegheny County, which you're very familiar with, and because you helped set this up, I do want to thank our election workers and everybody at the polls. And my experience voting in person was very pleasant. You know, there weren't really issues. You have a few now and then. A couple of people slept in at some of the polling sites. That happens. But overall, I think, Rich, there was a lot of anxiety about this day following the election, that there would be uncertainty and acrimony. But you don't feel that this time, even if your candidate didn't win.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think certainly there was a lot of anxiety coming up, and you know, a lot of media reports, social media certainly amplifies some things that are going on, rightly or wrongly or even falsely. But yes, I think the people that ran the mechanism of elections yesterday did a great job. They kind of kept their head down and did their job, which is what a lot of us in Pittsburgh are about. You know, and this morning, you know, people are probably waking up a little groggy, but they're going to go to work. They're going to get their kids to school. There's going to be games today that they're going to have to get their kids to, and activities that are going to happen, and life will go on. And from the political standpoint, what does this new administration, what are they going to focus on? Are they going to focus on fixing some of the things that they talked about, whether it's immigration, whether it's the economy and inflation and things along those lines, to really, again, try to improve people's lives? Because that's what those of us in government are really tasked to do, make things better economically, quality of life, safety-wise, all those type of issues.
And the process now is you get a certification, and ironically, it'll be Kamala Harris as the vice president who will be in that seat that Mike Pence sat in 4 years ago. When they bring all our elected federal officials together to certify the election in early January.
Yes, we go through a process. We go through a process every 4 years. It's called the peaceful transfer of power, and I don't anticipate there will be any issues like we had 4 years ago. I'm sure Vice President Harris will preside over the Senate and do the certification as the people have done. The people have spoken. And that's really what elections are about, even at the local level, whether it's for school board, whether it's for borough council, whether it's for mayor, county commissioner, county executive. When the people speak, which is what our democracy is all about, we move on. The winning team, they govern. And hopefully they govern in a way that improves people's lives. The losing team, has to go back and look and say, okay, what can we do next time? Well, how can we win the next race? And it's like a business that doesn't do well, or a sports team that doesn't do well. When you lose, it really becomes a time of soul searching and improving on what you do. If your kids fail a test in school, hey, why didn't you study hard enough? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? So I think it'll be a way for the folks who were not on the winning side last night and early morning to figure that out.
And the main issues in southwestern Pennsylvania, what do you think really tugged at people to choose Donald Trump as the, you know, in fact, in Allegheny County, the majority chose Kamala Harris, but around the county areas that you now work with.
Yeah, the region was divided. The region was divided 4 years ago, 8 years ago. It continues to be divided when it comes to voting for the national figures. But again, in the world that I kind of live in now, around infrastructure and quality of life and things that occur, there's a lot more commonality of us worrying about, are there going to be good jobs for our kids? Is our environment going to be clean and, you know, the air that we breathe? Are we going to live in safe neighborhoods? Are the schools that our kids go to going to prepare them for the jobs of the future? And I don't think these things are all that much different whether you voted for Donald Trump or whether you voted for Harris. So, again, today we wake up. We start to do a transition. The president-elect will start to put his team together that he's going to govern with, and the people who won in the U.S. Senate and Congress will do the same.
I'm curious, too, for people and understanding that this United States Senate race here, Bob Casey in office since 1996, I believe, you know, it's a razor-thin margin, but Dave McCormick, Republican candidate, looks like he may take that seat. But overall, the Republican Party looks like they've got the Senate and the House.
It does. And you think about someone like Bob Casey, and I've worked with Bob for many.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Many years. This is a solid individual who was always looking out for us. He was really the one senator that I, as county executive, could often go to for things that we needed in southwestern Pennsylvania. When you think about the legacy of the Casey family, Governor Casey going back into the 80s, and then before that he was a row officer. So we've had Casey's statewide in office for 4 decades. And however this race turns out, Senator Casey has served this Commonwealth extremely, extremely well. You can't look around this region at a road or a bridge or a lock and dam or whatever it might be that his fingerprints haven't been on. So, but sometimes when the wave comes in, or the wave goes out, and there definitely was a red wave yesterday, a lot of times people in the other party just get defeated.
Dave McCormick's never held public office. He's obviously made a lot of money in private business, and, you know, Casey campaign used that against him and vice versa, saying it's time for a change with Casey's sake. Looks like he may win. That's not official yet, but it's razor thin margin. But that will change the tide for the region. But what about if Allegheny County's Democratic and you're looking for your United States senator to help, will that hurt this region?
Well, in some ways, it may give some benefit because when we as a region go to Washington for things that we would like to see happen here, we go to our senator. We also like to know that our senator has a pipeline into the White House. So the fact that you're going to have a Trump administration in there, I'm sure a Senator McCormick would have certainly a better relationship than, say, a Senator Fetterman will. So this often happens, and it'll be interesting to see if you have a Senator McCormick along with Senator Fetterman. You know, the campaign rhetoric got a little dicey there. So those two are going to be working together, hopefully. And I will tell you, this is something that we saw with Senator Toomey and Senator Casey. They were two parties, two different parties, but they worked together on many issues. And I can speak to things that we got money for the airport, where the two of them came together with the Trump administration to get us a significant money for some cargo facilities that are going to benefit this region when it comes to jobs. So, again, after elections are over, we got to govern. You got to work together. You're a Democrat. You're a Republican. You know, we've got of the five, you know, House members, two are Democrats, three are Republicans. But for the benefit of this region, we hope they're going to work together.
We're with Rich Fitzgerald. More to come right after the news at the bottom of the hour.
EKA of the Westinghouse Electric and Manufacturing Company in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We shall now broadcast the election returns.
And the returns showed Donald Trump declared the winner as the 47th president of the United States, now president-elect in the 5 o'clock hour. And every Wednesday at our 7 o'clock hour, we're joined by Rich Fitzgerald, executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Rich, we got a question for you from our instant access. Please ask Rich why the names and addresses of everyone who voted by absentee ballot were put on display at our poll site.
That's always done so that when you, however you vote, we don't know how an individual votes in any election, but we know if they voted or if they didn't vote, if they voted in person or if they voted by mail, because when you apply, that is a public document. So candidates and campaigns are able to really go on the website and see who's already voted. That's why when they do these get out the vote operations, they'll know if you voted already, or they don't call you as much, or maybe they do. But yes, that's a public document. They post it. They have done that for years. Every year, even back in the old day when you had to have absentee ballots as opposed to the no excuse mail-in ballots, they would place on that piece of paper the voters. I can tell you from my standpoint, I would look at that list and see my kids that were away from school and make sure that they voted. And I remember one year their name wasn't on that list, and I called them and I said, "Hey, you told me you were going to vote, and I don't see your name on the list." So it's a way to
they're
know,
like, Dad.
Exactly. You know, so yes, it's a public document, and you might also remember when people don't date it right or they don't sign the outer envelope. That list also gets put out to give the person the ability to go fix it before 8 o'clock on election night. And campaigns see that list as well, and they often chase those people down and say, "Hey, Charlie, Mary, you got to get in there and sign that and date it if your vote's going to count."
That's interesting. So again, to reiterate, it does not reveal who you voted for. It's just public record of the fact that you had a mail-in ballot.
Yes. Okay. And campaigns can actually go in, poll watchers at each poll can go in and look at the list and say, "Hey, did you know Mary Jones come in and vote yet? Oh, no, she didn't. Well, I better call Mary and remind her, you know, the polls close at 8 o'clock. So that's been going on for years in how you do that.
One thing I noticed this round for the presidential election is the number of robo-texts that myself included, have received from campaigns using the public records to say, "Hey, we noticed you." In my case, I voted in person, so I did not request a mail-in ballot. But they know you're a registered voter, and they say, "Hey, who are you going to vote for?" And I'm not going to share that with anybody on a text, right?
Right.
And it says hit stop, but yet they just kept coming.
I think I typed stop so many times over the last couple, but it just did keep coming. It didn't stop.
But that's how they pick people, is because those things are public.
That's exactly right. Also, that list is important because if you voted by mail and then you try to go and show up and vote again, the poll workers have that list and they say, "No, you can't vote. We already have your mail-in ballot it's been received and you can't do it again. So those lists are really important, and the checks and double checks, which really are secure. And I think most people would acknowledge that they are secure. It's a great work that goes on by our election workers.
It's interesting. This time I'm not hearing anything about voter fraud yet. And meantime, we have a clear winner. We do have that. That's not in question. And for the first time in three attempts now, Donald Trump did win the popular vote.
Yes, he did. And that's a change as well, because the Republican Party, I think, had only won one time in the last six cycles. They won in 2004 when George W. Bush beat John Kerry. But Al Gore had won the popular vote. Hillary Clinton had won the popular vote, but did not win in the Electoral College. So this is the first time in again, many years that a Republican candidate has won the popular vote.
That said, you and the commissioners you work with around the 10 counties will at some point sit down with a wish list of things you'd like to have done in the region here. What are some of the things that you're looking forward to accomplishing in the future in southwestern Pennsylvania?
Well, one of the biggest issues, and this would be, again, for a lot of Trump voters, would be broadband and communication connections into these rural areas. In many spots in and around this region, people don't have access to the internet the way folks who live in Pittsburgh or live in Allegheny County and densely populated areas have. And it's an issue. And I think that investment by whether, again, it was happening through the Biden administration and now transfers on into the Trump administration is really important. And we're going to continue to work on that. It's a big issue and big with the county commissioners and an initiative that they're pushing. Improved education to make sure that our young people are ready for the jobs of tomorrow. So on an economic standpoint, we know robotics and AI and the next generation of technology is going to be here. Energy, how we deal with energy, I think obviously will change a little bit with the new administration. But in many ways, a lot of the initiatives won't change. Maybe the strategy on how to get them will.
More coming up on the campaign is over and the counts are almost done. But for the presidency, it's Donald Trump. This is the Big K Morning Show. Wrapping up our hour with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Rich, another instant access question for you, since you worked so closely with the voting process here in Allegheny County over the years. If a military person votes, presumably in many cases they're overseas, is that counted in their home precinct?
Yes. Where they are registered to vote is where the vote will be counted. So it would count in a local election, certainly count in a national election. And they also, the one change, I think I mentioned this last week, if you're voting by mail, the postmarking doesn't matter. You have to have it into the election department by 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, except the military ballots. The military has a 7-day window. So military ballots will be coming in over the next few days, and they will be counted. Now, this election is so, the margin is such that it's definitely not going to matter. But I can remember one back in 2017 when Connor Lamb, Congressman Lamb, was running against Rick Saccone, and it was so close. It was a special election in early 2017, and they waited to call it until the military ballots came back.
Boy, if they already declare the winner like they have and you voted overseas, you're like, they're not counting my vote, even though I get it. But thanks for answering those questions. Thanks for sending your questions in. Instant access at kdkradio.com. We'll sort through the rest of these elections through the day and through the next couple of days and what happens next. The next big election locally in Allegheny County will be for mayor. Well, to see if next year, right?
Next year, you will have half of city council in the city of Pittsburgh, half of most borough councils all over Pennsylvania. You will have half of county council will be up for election next year. You'll have local judge races and magistrate races, and there may be a mayor's race in the city of Pittsburgh. So we stay tuned. One thing I always know in this, we see such heavy turnout yesterday. The lines are long. People are going to show up in May of next year, and there won't be a line. And people say, where is everybody? Where'd all those voters go? The drop-off is stark.
And in Allegheny County, almost 75% of the registered voters turned out. That's encouraging.
The voters turned out. There's no question that we live in a participatory democracy. And yesterday, across the country, people certainly participated.
Rich Fitzgerald, appreciate your time as always, Rich.
We'll see you next week.
As Marty says, Wednesday goes to Thursday.
Everybody gets up and goes to work today, goes to school today, and life moves on.
That's how we are. You roll up your sleeves, you go to work and get your job.
And there will be football games this weekend. That's from right. Last I checked, and we got to focus on that.
I'm looking forward
to the Steelers. Let's go.
No political ads. We can all agree this is a good part of today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.